It's time for Next Step Monday as we look back on this past Sunday's sermon and jumpstart our week with a few thoughts. Here's Pastor Matthew McCleary.
Hey, Fremont family, this is Pastor Matthew with our Next Steps Monday, coming to you after yesterday's message on the final passages from the book of Colossians. It's been just such a joy to go through this letter together as a community over the last 11 weeks. And I would encourage you, as you're considering how to put into practice some of those final instructions that Paul gives us in Colossians 4, that you kind of look at both those main ideas that we talked about. First is those first instructions in the first few verses, 2 through 6. And I'd really encourage you, what are ways that you could add to your habits and rhythms of prayer that would be specifically prayer oriented around the continuation and spread of the gospel in our world today? You know, be thinking about the people that you know that you would be committed to diligently pray for, that they would come to know God and that they would come to believe in the gospel. You know, the passage in Colossians tells us to be watchful and that our prayers should be done with thanksgiving. And I would encourage you to pray expectantly for those folks that maybe you know personally, and pray for open doors for our church, that we could be a church that goes into the community and shares the gospel. And we also talked a lot about community, this gospel-centered community. And I would encourage you, maybe this week, this next couple of weeks, as we move to Easter, really consider what are ways that you could sow into the community here, that is our community at Fremont. What are ways that you could maybe connect with others that you don't know as well? Or just build more friendships and relationships here that are centered on the gospel of Jesus. And I just think we'll be a stronger, more vibrant community as we seek to do that together. So excited for what is next, excited to move into Holy Week, but I pray that this can be an encouragement for you today.